And I did something that I learnt from Stephen Cornelio, who's the captain of the GWS Giants, which is the foot tap. But most people are just bumping elbows as a way of reducing the spread of coronavirus. I just wanted to find out how we're all reacting at a time like this. Dr. Louise Mahler is a body language and behavioural expert. She joins me on the line. Dr. Louise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
How hard is it to turn around thousands of years of behaviour?
It's really hard. And I think we've seen a picture of Prince Charles where he couldn't stop himself and he put his hand out and someone had to say, no, no. You know, it's a very difficult habit to stop. Why? Because the handshake is actually an excellent way of touching and engaging people. And it might be gone for now, but it will be back.
I've got a feeling and a theory that it takes someone to show leadership on it in terms of jumping in and saying, no, 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 we're not doing that anymore because people otherwise feel guilty about rejecting someone's handshake.
Yeah, look, I think that the facts are in. Distancing yourself 6 foot from somebody else is the best way to go. And therefore, the handshake is absolutely out at the moment. It's not debatable. It's not being rude not to do it. You can't do it. And we have to have alternatives. That opening the arms, maybe a namaste, maybe bowing your head, maybe many of these things, but not shaking the hands for the moment.
Yeah, so what are you doing? Are you tapping elbows or kicking heels or bumping into your mates? What are you doing to avoid the handshake or the kiss?
I open my arms. Open my arms like an opening your body, opening your arms. Hello. And, that way. It's the Trump. I call it the Trump.
Okay. Dr. Louise Mahler, thanks for coming on the line.
Thank you.
Body language and behavioural expert Dr. Louise Mahler.